Okay, pre-hour story or both. Again, Game Theory, episode 18. Around, 36 minutes. So we've got the September 11th, 1991. In response to the fall of the Berlin Wall, George H.W. Bush created the New World Order. And what is that? Well, there are three major pillars of it. The first one is that America will become the financial capital of the world. Wall Street will become the center of the world, so to speak, and America will put the production in other countries and manage the finances. The other idea is that of secular multiculturalism. The world is divided, but what can unite everyone is the love of money, consumerism. So if we just focus on making money and buying things, then the world will be forever at peace. So we have to let go of borders and community and identity and focus on consumerism. And the third idea is global domination, Pax Americana, where in order to make all this happen, America will provide security for all. Nobody needs to be afraid anymore because America will guarantee global peace, and if anyone rises to challenge this, the Americans will destroy them. So something happened there in 1991, and for us who were around then, we might, when we look back at least, have noticed or notice that things kind of changed in the world. It became more like that. America-centered. America hegemony. The countries over here, you know, in Europe, Sweden and so on, they became very Americanized. In the 70s, 80s, we were a bit more against America, skeptical, joking about the Americans. We still do, but and this consumerism kind of took over. Just make money, more money, more money. Of course, it started in the late 80s with the yuppies. And yes, things became more here in the West. Economy became not about building your factories and industries and producing good things and so on. It was about finances, dealing with financial papers and, you know, stock markets and becoming one of those. So, if you think about it, the idea that you find there at the center, that if we just make money more and more, and we will be happy, and there will be peace, does it make sense?